We've got Glenn on the phone. Glenn is also known as Mr. Excited. You'll see him on Facebook. He's a very excitable man. We've had him in here once and he bounces off on all the walls. But the reason why I want to talk to Glenn, I know we have a lot of people like myself that like the older cars, and Glenn does a lot of car shows, but also he does a lot of them that are fundraisers. And we're going to hear about one very shortly where it's for mental health. So first of all, Glenn, welcome.
Hi, mate. How are you, Alan? How are you?
I'm really well. Thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, very, very, very pumped, mate. Got an exciting end of the year coming. Got lots of things happening.
Good. First of all, I must just say, I saw you with your partner the other night all dressed up, mate. You really came up the goods.
Oh, yeah, it's the first time for everything, mate. She looks a lot better than me, mate.
So. She looks nice too, but as long as you both had a good night, that's the main thing.
Yeah, we had a ball, mate.
Now, Glenn, I know you do all this for free. You don't get paid. You run all these car shows. Just tell us a bit about the ones that you've got coming up, and particularly mention the one that's coming up for mental health, please.
Yeah, well, mate, I've got one actually this Sunday, my normal Cars and Coffee, which is going to be a massive turnout. And then
in October. That, Glenn?
That's at the that's at the Manhattan Hotel this Sunday from 9 till 12. We're expecting about 700 cars this Sunday, which is massive, yeah, at the Manhattan Hotel in Ringwood.
Yeah, we need to mention what time it finishes because I turned up once at 2 o'clock.
9 till 12.
And you've all gone home.
9 till 12 it is.
Yep.
So
that's this Sunday down in Manhattan. That's in the Canterbury Road.
Yeah, yeah. And then I've got one, the exact same event on the 27th of October. But the next event after that is my first charity event I'm running myself. I've been involved in loads of charity events, but I've decided to do one myself for Holy Fools on the 10th of November in Moorabbin. So really looking forward to this.
Sorry,
mate.
We know Neil Taylor. He used to present an hour show here once a week. He doesn't anymore, and I've spoken to Neil on air too about his Holy Food. So you're raising money for them, are you?
Yes, I am, mate. I'm raising a heap of money for them. It's going to be a $5 entry, and all car owners are going to be bringing a list of items for food, for hampers as well, on top of that. So and Neil's going to be there on the day, and we're going to be, and I've already been speaking to Coles and a few other big companies today who have all reached out. So we're looking to really make this day mega, mate, to really help the community and the people who are struggling out there.
Now, what was the date of that again, please, Glenn?
The 10th of November.
Where?
Moorabbin, where the Moorabbin Festival is, right on, it's right behind the main shops where the old IGA is. So it's where the Moorabbin Festival is. And that's virtually where it is. It's in the main car park. So
you've also got one coming up for mental health too, haven't you?
Yes, I've got another one coming up for the 23rd of November that I'm emceeing for She Won't Be Right, Mate, at Yarra Glen, for a great organisation for mental health, which that's another one I'm a big, big part of. I can't wait for that as well.
And that one at the Yarra Glen Racing?
Yep, that's at the Yarra Glen Racecourse, and that's going to be a really big event. I've been a part of that for the last 2 years, and I'm doing a bit more this year, and I can't wait to be involved. They've got a great team down there.
And that's the 23rd of November.
Yep.
I don't know how you ever sleep, because you're always either working for your boss or you're running around organising car shows.
Well, between you and I, mate, I've still got 8 shows coming up from now to Christmas. Yes, it'll make it 18 shows I've done this year. So,
partner likes old cars.
No, not really. No, she's a very big supporter behind it, but she definitely isn't passionate like. But she knows I do it for the people, mate. I do it for the community. So she's very supportive.
Do a great effort. And Holy Fools is a terrific organisation, and I would guarantee in the last 2 years the amount of people that have needed a hand by Holy Fools would have doubled or tripled.
Yeah, I've just spoken to Neil recently, actually last week, gave him the news that I'm going to be doing this event. He's absolutely over the moon, but he did say it's a lot worse now than ever before, and he needs as much help as he can get at the moment, and that's one of the major reasons I want to help him as much as I can and really make this a huge success for him. So
I'm talking to Mr. Excited, Glenn, with and he runs, well, it's not an organisation, but it's him, and he runs car shows. And well, I know we've got quite a few listeners who are into car shows, but just when we talk about the car shows, if you're listening and you're not particularly interested or you don't have an old car, still go down and support them, because, you know, Holy Fools really needs as much help as they possibly can, and also mental health that Glenn's talking about. I'm going to, just before we go at 1 o'clock, I'll get Glenn to just emphasise those again, because really, go down, support Glenn and the boys, but not only that, you'll be helping raise some much-needed funds and foods. But, Glenn, you said you've got 8 more between now and Christmas. Well, I don't know when you'll ever be home, but what else have you got coming up, please, Glenn?
Well, mate, after the 10th of November for the Holy Fools Moorabbuck car show charity, I've got the 16th of November. I'm doing an afternoon car show from 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock down at my sponsors down at Canterbury Tires and Mags Supermart down there. We've got a show then. And then on the next day, believe it or not, on the 17th of November, I've got a car display for the Lilydale Yarra Valley Festival. That's the following day on the 17th from 9 till about 2 o'clock. And then I've got the 23rd of November, She Won't Be Right, mate, down at Yarra Glen Racecourse. Yep. And then I'm actually organised 6 classic cars for all these grade 6 students at the Steiner School. I've organised 6 cars for the whole class to take them on a cruise to their dinner and the graduation dinner. So I'm doing that. And then I've got the 1st of December, I've got the Yarra Junction Primary School 130th birthday anniversary.
Yep.
I've got a big car display of 50 cars on the oval, and I'm part of the Yarra Junction Council because my son goes there.
Yeah, I don't know your phone time, but anyway.
Yeah, so, and then I've got the 15th of December, my Cars and Coffee Christmas show.
Where will that be, Glenn?
That will be at the Manhattan Hotel again in the morning from 9 till 12. So, yeah, I've already done 10 shows this year and, 8 more. So I think I did 11 shows last year, so I don't know how I do it. But, I'm just passionate about it, mate, and I love it. I live for it, so,
You must have some passionate helpers too, because I know that you often put up a video after your shows with the cars arriving. So you must have a couple of support, like amongst your group, people who do other things for you as well, do the videoing.
Oh, yeah. I've got a great team, my admin team, John, Tim, and all the rest, Matthew, Rob. I've got a great admin team who help at my shows when they can. And if I didn't have them, I wouldn't have any shows. Even my 8-year-old son helps. So, if I didn't have them, mate, I couldn't really have them all. So I have a great team behind me.
Now, pardon me, one thing before we go, and we've still got a little bit of time yet. When you put up about a month ago that you'd be appearing today, one of your mates put up, don't forget, was it the Austins or the A30s or something?
What's this for, sorry?
Well, he tagged when you said that you were going to be here. This was about a month or so ago. One of your supporters said, don't forget, was it the Austins or the A30s he asked you to mention?
Yeah. Their club are actually coming this Sunday to the Cars and Coffee show.
Are they?
Yes. They're travelling from all over, and they're doing a cruise, and they're coming by my show. So a lot of car clubs are actually starting to come to my shows. Heaps of clubs now. So yeah, I welcome all. I'm not just Holden or Ford or anything like that. I'm everything. So
and do you have an age group, so to speak?
No.
Anything as long as you think people want to come and see it.
Yeah, yes. And like I've had brand new McLarens come to my shows and brand new Corvettes. So, but that's their pride and joy. So if they want to come, they're more than welcome. And that's probably why my shows are getting a lot bigger and way bigger because I let everyone come. So.
Well, and you also are very active on how many followers you got on Facebook? I know you got
around 27,000 followers now in Melbourne.
27,000?
Yeah, in Melbourne. I started about 6 years ago, and I never expected to be that big ever, mate. So that's pretty amazing. So yeah.
And the other thing is too, we've got to mention the red and white Chev. I love that car of yours.
Oh yeah, my 1958 Chevy Biscayne. She's an absolute beauty, an absolute original time capsule. That car, it's absolutely original. It's got the original engine, straight six, the original virtual paint. The car is.
Oh, it hasn't been repainted.
No, it's been touched up here and there, yep. But it's never had a real full nut and bolt restoration ever in its life. So.
Gee.
I'm very lucky to even own it.
Oh, absolutely. Do you use that as your driver as well, or is that just the...
No. Only for all the car shows and everything I'm involved in. And it's amazing. It's got a giant boot. So, mate, I've got all my banners and my posters and all my She Won't Be Right, mate, stuff. So I bring... So what I do is, too, with all the car shows I have, like this Sunday,
yep.
I bring all pamphlets and... all the things about Moorabbark or Yarra Glen Racecourse, She Won't Be Right, mate. I bring all the information, and we have a big table set up so people know what's coming up as well. So I always promote everything I'm a part of. So,
yeah. She'll Be Right, mate? Or
She Won't Be Right, mate.
She Won't Be Right. I must have a look. Is that a group? Have you got a contact for them?
Yeah, they've actually been on your show.
Oh, have they?
Yes, they have. Marcus, who runs that, and Beck, I think, they've been on your show, I think last year maybe. But they've got their own Facebook page.
I'll try and get hold of them and try and get them in too.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They are working tirelessly to make their event huge, and I'm glad they asked me to be involved.
Well, I mean, one of the reasons, I guess, is that there's two reasons behind the show, isn't there? One, to raise much-needed funds, and B, to destigmatise mental health. Is that part of it as well?
Yeah, it's a major part of it, is to raise funds, but it's actually to let people know that you actually aren't alone and you can talk to someone, and they have all different people there who you can actually talk to people on the day. There's so much help out there that a lot of people don't know about. So it's all about opening up and letting people know that you're not alone. You've got people who will help you out, you know. So,
and that's a big part with mental health, isn't it? That they've got to realise that they're just not by themselves.
No, that's right. And I totally am all for it. And I'm glad I'm a part of it, because, believe it or not, about I won't go on about it, but about 15 years ago, I actually had major mental health problems where it was the most unsocial human being you've ever heard of. I didn't talk to anyone.
Believe
it or not, I was, and I didn't like the life or anything, but I turned my life around just through believing in myself again, and believing the person I can become, and which is who I am now. So a lot of people get shocked when I say that, but it's actually true. And I now help others and inspire others and say, listen, you know, I've been there, so I can help others now, and I love it.
And that's probably the best testimonial that you can give, isn't it? Because no good other people saying, oh, I know how you feel, oh, yeah, this must be...
Oh.
You talk to somebody who's actually had mental illness and come through it, it must be one of the greatest conversations that person could have.
Yeah, I get multiple messages. Actually, I get a lot, actually. A lot of people who nearly faint when they say, you've had mental, you're joking, are you? And I go, no, it's a really true. I did struggle for a bit of a time there, but yeah, I motivated myself to get out of my situation, and now I've turned my whole life around. It's pretty remarkable where I've come from, to be honest.
And I guess some people just don't, that doesn't happen, does it?
No, it doesn't. And a lot of people don't know how to get out of that rut, and some people don't know how to believe in themselves. But I'm very much the power of you help others and get them off their feet and help them mentally, which I do all the time now. I've probably got just as many followers just because I help people out, because I chat to people, I talk to people, I'm very social. So, and not everyone follows me because of cars. A lot of people follow me because I'm there for them as well. So
you should mention your Facebook page then before we go on any further.
Yeah. Well, my main Facebook page is Mr. Excited and Friends, Classic Cars Worldwide. That's my main page. So,
do you have many overseas people following you, do you know?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of people in Europe and a big following in America. So, and Sweden. And, I actually believe it. I'll be quick, but I actually had a very good friend of mine from Sweden send me an original 1958 clock for my 58 Biscayne because I had a clock missing. Yeah. So that was a follower. So, and sent it for nothing, free of charge. And the thing's worth about $500 original. So he sent that as a gift. So Jeez. Pretty amazing people.
Our car people are really terrific. I just need you, we're fast running out of time, Glenn, but we need to go mention Holy Foods again. Holy Fools, not Foods. Holy Fools and also Yarra Glen, the dates and times, please.
Yeah, well, the 10th of November, down at where the Moorabark Festival is the Holy Fools event on the 10th of November. We want everyone and companies and businesses and people to come down and get involved. And then the 23rd...
Time are you there on that date? Please,
yeah, please. We're there from 9 o'clock till 12 in the morning.
Yep.
And then the 23rd of November, that show starts at about 9 till about 2. She won't be right, mate, down at the Yarra Glen race course on the 23rd of November. That's for mental health awareness. So
you're hoping for a big turn up for both those, obviously.
Yes. Yep. We're hoping for massive turnouts for both. Yep. I want to make these massive this year. So.
And again, we should mention you'll be down at the Manhattan Pub on this Sunday. And what do you call it? Cars and Coffee.
Yeah, Cars and Coffee. We're Mr. Excited. And, I've got a few giveaways from Bowden's products, and I've got trophies as well this Sunday. So
that's terrific.
It's all happening.
Yeah, you must also... there must be a coffee van there if you're going to call it Cars and Coffee.
Yeah, we've got a great coffee van called Big Shots. They're there. And then we've got actually the Nutterwadding Lions Club there cooking up a feast, and all the money they actually... from the day, from Sunday, they put towards their charity. So the Lions Club are going to be there. And Hot Jam Donuts.
Hot Jam Donuts?
Oh, yeah, you can't beat that, mate.
It sounds like a terrific day. But then, again, also, this Sunday we've got to mention, but again, I just want to mention again, the 10th of November between 9 and 12 down at Moorabark, and that's for Holy Fools. Terrific charity. So you're really giving to people that really need it there. And I guess you wouldn't mind if some people brought down a few bits of food, that packets of food and that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be posting up a list on my social page where people can follow, and I'm actually going to post up a list of items that Neil's desperate of, which he's gave me a list. So they'll be getting posted up this week, so people can see there and go, yep, I can bring that. So.
And then the 23rd of November, the Yarra Glen Racecourse between 9 and 2. Not only will you have the opportunity to see a whole lot of great cars, you'll also have the opportunity to, again, raise some much-needed funds. And, I guess if somebody's listening and they are struggling, come along and talk to that organisation or talk to you.
Yep, exactly. There's plenty of people there to help, so reach out.
And nobody should suffer alone, should they?
No, definitely not. No, yeah. If you are struggling, there's plenty of people to help on the day and even guide you in the right direction.
Glenn, look, it's been terrific to have you. We're having you back in a few weeks' time.
Yep.
And you're going to be a busy boy or a busy man if you've got eight between now and Christmas, because Christmas is fast coming along.
Yep, and I want to give a big shout-out to my 2-year-old son who just turned 2 today, Theo.
Happy birthday today.
So, yeah, happy birthday, little man.
Play the... there'll be a podcast up next week, so get it, play it to him, and we'll all say happy birthday.
No problem, mate. Thank you so much, mate.
Thanks, Glenn. I've got to go. Bye.
All right, have a great day. Bye. Thanks.